like to continue with some of the shiurim we discussed previously. Really what we're going to be saying over is based upon Torahs that we heard from Rav Ephraim Portnoy when he came. It's been over 10 years now, but Baruch Hashem, some of the Chevra remembers, and there's a new Chevra also, so we'll pick it up where we stopped last time discussing about the 3 weeks. And again, it's hard to talk about the 3 weeks. It's very difficult. There's a mashal that Rav Shimshon Pinchas says over that, you know, when you come to a chasana, it's very hard to tell necessarily, you know, who is everybody? Who's the mishpacha? Who's the father? Who's the brother? Who's the mechutanim? You know, everyone's dancing. Everyone's happy. You know, it's very... very, very difficult to tell. However, when you come to a funeral, it's pretty obvious who the family is. So what does he mean? You know, the whole year, all the different various Yomim Tovim that we have, it's easy to connect. It's easy to be a part of it. It's very easy to be besimcha with everyone else. You know, to dance at a simcha space, a shueva on Sukkos, right? That's geschmack. It's very easy. To have all your family together, or, you know, for this big seudas and the Yomim Tovim, right? It's very easy to celebrate Purim, right? But when it comes to the tekufa that we find ourselves now, in the 3 weeks, and I should actually point out that today was a very big yortzeit in Breslov, the yortzeit of Levi Yitzchak Bender. So it's an auspicious time to connect to the teachings of Rabbi Nachman. But what we're saying is like this. During the 3 weeks, you really can tell who the mishpacha is. A person feels connected. So how do we make that connection? How do we strengthen that connection to during this period of the 3 weeks? How do I connect to this whole period of Avelis and to the mourning that we're going through? You know, right now in this COVID-19 world, you know, we all feel a little bit disconnected from each other, right? But you know, more or less, people are you know, feeling in the okay. Right? How do I connect to something that was, you know, 2,000 years ago? Most people, they have a hard time feeling tsar or avelus, you know, for something that happened such a long time ago. We just don't know what these words mean. We use them, we talk about the Beis Hamikdash, right? But what happened? Right? So what connection does the Beis Hamikdash have to me personally in my life? So one of the you know, main principles in Chassidus Bichlal and in Breslov Bifrat is understanding that every person by themselves, every individual is an entire world, right? So in every story that you find in the Torah, it applies to every single one of us. The same way there's a Briyas HaOlam. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and everything that we know about the world being created, and the story with Adam HaRishon, and Chava, and with the Eitz Hadas, and the story of Noach. You go through the entire Tanakh. There's Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Kabbalah Satorah, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim, we came out. You have then the stories of the Meraglim, right? The ones who came to Eretz Yisrael, and they spoke Lashon Hara. You go throughout all the Tanakh, all the period of the Shoftim, and that revolving cycle of the Klal Yisrael. You know, there's an enemy comes up, and then a shofet comes and defeats the enemy. You know, all of us have that. There's a story of Rus, David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, all the Milchomos, they fought, the split between Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yehuda. These aren't just a history of things that happened, you know, thousands of years ago. These are things that are happening to every single one of us inside of us. Meaning, the entire span of Jewish history, from the moment that the world was created until Mashiach comes, every one of us is living that story. But we have to be aware of it, to pay attention to it, and to learn how these stories are happening within us. And in that point, that's how we find ourselves. We identify ourselves in them. And it helps us to see where we're coming from in our Avodas Hashem, and where are we heading. So many things repeat themselves every single year, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim repeats itself every year. For some people, many times a year, a person feels he's in a Mitzrayim. He has to get out of that, right? Every person has a period where they feel like a Kabbalah Satorah. I'm a Kabbalah Satorah many times throughout the year, right? So everyone has these things. Everyone has a Sphere Sa'omer. We have these things in our lives. Rabbi Nachman used to say that when a person says Tehillim, shouldn't just you know, read it like David HaMelech was saying this, right? And he's saying what he's saying, I'm just repeating it over. No, I should find myself in the words of Tehillim. And the words that David HaMelech said, his words are my words. His battles are my battles, right? So the question is, how? How do I go and find myself in the Tanakh? How do I find myself in the Tehillim that I'm saying? So the answer is that a person has to realize who his real enemy is. And what does it mean that he's really in Galus? What does it mean that you're in exile? When a person realizes that, you can find yourself in every detail. So one thing a person has to take to heart and to realize is that when we say Galus, right, exile, right, there are three types of exiles, right? There's the exile that Klal Yisrael is very far away from Eretz Yisrael, right? That's one type. There's an exile where you don't see the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe even if Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, you know, we don't see that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews and belongs to the Torah. But the most important exile that we have to realize is every individual has a personal exile from Hashem. That personally, right now, we're all disconnected. We're not in our place, right? That's the definition of exile. Means I'm not in the right place. I've been exiled and sent out from the place where I'm supposed to be, right? And this is a theme that Rav Portnoy discussed many times in his shiurim in the shul. One class he talked about was the story of the prince and mistaken identity. The prince was not in a palace. He was sent out from the palace, right? A person has to realize that each one of us is a prince, right? And we have a palace, right? We have a place of not just Eretz Yisrael, but my palace. Where am I supposed to be is to really be a true Eved of Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single detail of my life. I have to look at myself and realize I'm not just a regular person, right? We want to be a better Jew. Everyone wants to be better. Everyone wants to improve. It takes time. It takes stages. So if a person looks at himself, says, you know, I know I'm not where I could be right now in serving Hashem. And really, I could be on the highest levels. I really could be doing that. I could be feeling Hashem when I'm davening. When I'm davening, I could have kavana on each and every single word. I could feel and connect to Hashem every minute. But if I don't feel that, if I'm not really connecting, I'm in Galus. Person would look at their midos. I could have sterling midos. I'd be the best, the nicest person. I'm overflowing with good and love and an ayin toiva. But I'm not. I'm not doing what I could be. So I'm in Galus, right? My rightful place would be the epitome of good, and I'm not there. So I'm in exile. Person looks at his attachment to this world, to gashmius, to materialism, taivas, and desires for enjoying olam hazeh. My right place, where I belong, I really should only enjoy Hashem. I should only want to enjoy Hashem. I only should want to come closer to Hashem. But I have other wants, not just wants, but desires which bring me away from that, which pull me against Hashem. So again, I'm not in my right place. My right place would be connected to Hashem. So I'd say to myself, you know, I must be in a real exile. I'm very far away. So that, Rav Portnoy explained, is the first step. That realization, the person starts and realizes, I'm in Galus, and there's a connection which I have. The base of Migdash isn't only about a building that stood 2,000 years ago. I have my base of Migdash. What is that? What is my base of Migdash? So everything the base of Migdash stands for. There's a base of Migdash in Makom. That's the place where Klal Yisrael will bring the Korban Tamid. What's a Korban Tamid? Every morning and every night, Klal Yisrael brought a Korban. It was a Korban for all of Klal Yisrael together. Right, they divided up all of Klal Yisrael into the Ma'amados. Right, those were the representatives of the Klal Yisrael. They stood by the Korbanos. So Klal Yisrael used to take turns, and every person in Klal Yisrael got his turn to spend a week in the Beis Hamikdash, and he's the representative for the rest of the Bnei Yisrael. They were a group. It was a group that represented all of Klal Yisrael. That was the Yisraelim. The Levim had their group that they were representing. And all the Levim for that week, and the Kohanim, there was even in the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, we described the 24 different Mishmaros, the groups of Kohanim that would serve each week. So what are we? This is our connection to Hashem. We're showing that we have that tamid, that constant, continuous connection to Hashem. There's a fire burning on the base of Mikdash. Eish tamid tukar mizbeach lo sichbe, which the Sfarim bring down is a big segula to say that pasuk. I think in Eish Kodesh, if I'm not mistaken, they actually had that pasuk written over the Aron. Eish tamid tukar mizbeach lo sichbe. It's a fire that's burning on this Mizbeach. It doesn't ever go out. And there's a fire that's inside of each and every one of us. We should be having that. Our heart should be burning for Hashem. Yeah, our hearts burn, but it's not burning for Hashem. Our hearts should be burning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should be able to have that korban. A korban, what is that? It means kiruv, it means coming close, it means a sacrifice. Klai Yisrael sacrifice themselves every morning and every night. So every single one of us should be thinking about ourselves, I need a sacrifice for Hashem every morning and every night. The base of Migdash is where the Sanhedrin sat. That's where the Torah came. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, from Tzion. That's where the Torah comes out of. I should have a place in myself where the Torah comes out of. There's a base of Migdash inside of me. The base of Migdash is the place where everyone did an Avera. He goes to the base of Migdash, brings a korban. He says, Vidui. And he felt that Hashem had forgiven him for the Averas. Person should have that connection within him where he feels that at any point in his life he can always sacrifice a little korban to Hashem. He can sacrifice himself to Hashem, make a vidui and confess, and Hashem will forgive him. It says, Klal Yisrael, when I had a base of Migdash, every morning they woke up completely clean, and every night they went to sleep completely clean. Why? Why was that? Because of the korbanos, the sacrifices, the tomen which they brought in the morning, so that completely wiped out any sins which they did the previous night. And the korban bein arbayim, the second tomen that they brought at night, that cleaned out from everything they did during the whole day. So we also should have that power within us. Every morning, clean ourselves up a little bit from everything the night before, and always to clean up before going to sleep at night. It says in the Beis HaMikdash that the windows were shaped in a way that didn't make sense. It was counterintuitive. Normally, you'd think the windows should be thicker on the outside and get thinner on the inside so the light would be able to come in. But in the base of Migdash, the windows were shaped in the way the light should be coming out. In order to show the base of Migdash is light. We don't need light from the outside. The light comes from the inside. From there it goes out. And the base of Migdash is where the menorah stood. The menorah is the light where all of Klal Yisrael gets their light from. Every person should really ideally be so full of light. Every person should feel that he or she is so full of light that they don't need light from the outside. He shines the light everywhere. Shines das. What's das? Das is understanding. It's light. He's enlightenment. Enlightenment in their avodas Hashem. When a person feels all these things and realizes all these different things about the Beis HaMikdash, and that all these things that happen in the base of Migdash are inside of him. So everything about the Kohanim, every person has within himself an aspect of a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisroel. He wants to be able to sing to Hashem every day. He wants to be like a Kohen and sacrifice for Hashem every day. A person looks at himself and sees that I'm missing all those aspects of the base of Migdash. An interesting thing that Rabbi Nachman points out about the base of Migdash is that the philosophers ask the question, you know, what does God need us for? If God is so exalted and so removed from anything material, well, what does he care if I make a bracha or what I eat or how I eat, right? I do any of these, mitzvahs connected to the material world. Well, what does that give to God? Who cares, right? Many people could, you know, even ask the whole question on Yiddishkeit in general, right? Be religious. What does God care? I wash my hands before I take a slice of bread. You know, which shoe I put on first. What's going on over here? So the base of Migdash was the place where Hashem showed that He does really care. Why? Take a behema, right? You take a behema. You can't get any more material than a behema. Right, and you take that behema and show how the fire came down from Shemayim and accepted that behema. Hashem is saying, even if you think that you're no less than a behema, Hashem wants you. Hashem wants to take you. It's a reach nichoach laHashem. Hashem enjoys every korban, every little bit that you do. And when a person realizes all these messages and the teachings and the limud from the base of Migdash, everything that has and it's inside of himself. So then, that's not in himself anymore. That's when the gullus happens. And that's how he is connected to Gullus. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says, that the Gullus that we cry about during the 3 weeks, which we're crying about by Tikkun Chatzos, and really, really the entire davening, if we're paying attention to what we're saying, most of Shemona Esrei is brachos about the Geula, about bringing Mashiach. If we're really paying attention, we realize it's not taking place 2,000 years ago. Certain aspect, it's now. Right? The main thing about every single one of us, right, our own personal Beis Hamikdash, our own personal Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Emuna. Shechein Aretz or Emuna. If you dwell in the Aretz, it's a place where you grow, you pasture the Emuna, right? You raise up the Emuna, right? I think Simon likes to quote that a lot from the, I'm forgetting already, who says the Vort? 1 second, it's going to come back to me. The Yosher Divrei Emes, right? He said, Omen es Hadas. Omen is to raise up. That Amun is something that you work on, right? You bring up Amun, right? Even a person's in Eretz Yisrael, he's not connected to Amun, he's not really connected to Eretz Yisrael. A person who feels disconnected from Amun, where is it? Where's my Eretz Yisrael? When a person feels that, you know, I'm disconnected from the fact that I don't have that, that's when a person really feels like I'm in Gullus. And that's why now's the time we fix these aspects. That's what brought us into Gullus. We were trying to merit and to get the Geula, right? The point isn't the person shouldn't feel depressed. Right? This is an important thing, not to be depressed he's in Gullus, right? For a second, person shouldn't feel depressed. But a person has to realize he's in Gullus, and the way you get out of Gullus is not by being depressed about it. The way you get out of Gullus is by realizing you're in Gullus and then working for a tikkun, right? Working to get out, right? Even though on the one side, you know, we know there is a Gullus right now, but you have to realize there's going to be a Geula as well. One of the big Rabbonim in Breslov is Reb Nissim David Kivak. He said that when a person is a true Ovid Hashem, he comes to his Avodah Hashem, he has to walk around with confidence and simcha as if he's already finished the job. Not to say that he really finished the job. Of course, he has to put himself into it to keep trying, you know, harder and harder and growing and growing. He has to have confidence the job has to be finished. I'm going to win the war. He has to have the morale, this war will be won. I will merit Geula. I will rebuild my Beis Hamikdash. I'll come back into my personal Eretz Yisrael. I'll be zeichet to have the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach. I'm going to have Kodesh Kodoshim. I'm going to have a Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. I'm going to have everything in my life which I'm missing. I can bring that back into my Beis Hamikdash. I have to have the confidence that I'm going to get there one day. And to walk around with simcha that I'm going to win. Even though I realize the truth, meaning I know I have to spend time every day, not to forget where I'm really holding. But one of the aspects which led us into the Gullus, because I'll say it's more in Nidorim, Pe'alot, they asked the Nevi'im, they asked the Chachamim, no one was able to say what brought about the Gullus. More in Bava Metzias, Hashem himself revealed to Klai Yisrael why the Gullus happened. Because they didn't make a bracha before they learned Torah. Okay, it's an interesting Gemara. Everyone asks. For the first Beis Hamikdash, there was Gilui Arayos, there was Shfichas Domim. They were immoral people, murderers, Avodah Zarah, right? With all that, the reason why the Gullus happened was they didn't say Birchas HaTorah. So the Mefarshim discussed it, but Nosson says something very interesting. What's Birchas HaTorah? Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim v'noson lanu es Torah so. Teach the words. Hashem chose us from all the nations and gave us the Torah. So Reb Nosson explains like this. It's a very interesting concept. If a person tries keeping the Torah and he sees it's hard for him, it's true. It's true. It is very, very hard to really serve Hashem. There are ups and there's downs. Sometimes there's more downs than ups. We're not always successful the way we should be in every aspect of serving Hashem. So what happens? Usually, most people have a feeling that, you know, it's all about the success. It's all or nothing. And when they see they're not being successful in the area, they say, well, maybe this is just not for me, so try something else, right? And that doesn't go, so this is not for me. And to realize, maybe this whole Judaism, it's just not for me. That doesn't happen to Klal Yisrael. Meaning, it could be at the very beginning they fell into Gilui Arayos. Could be. Could be they fell into Avodah Zarah a little bit. Avodah Zarah was very bad in those generations. They could have said to themselves, listen, I fell into Avodah Zarah, but I can get up. right? I could try again, because why? Asher bochar bon mikol ha'amim. I'm still chosen. No matter what I'm going to do, I'm still chosen. I can still try again. Reb Nosson explains it didn't start with the Avodah Zarah, right? It didn't start with Gili Rais. It didn't start with Shfichas Damim. No one's born a murderer. You know, no one's born immoral. I'm born, you know, bowing down to an idol. It starts little by little. What happened is they did a little something. One little small thing wrong, they listen. Okay, if I could do one small thing wrong, so maybe I'm really not so connected. In the beginning, it was a very soft, a dachistic, it's a hergish, that maybe I'm really not so connected. Then, a little bit more. Next time they tripped up, it got stronger and stronger and stronger, till it snowballed into Gili Raya, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. But if they always would have reminded themselves, no matter what happened, it's Asher Bochar Bon Mikol Ha'amim V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah, so I'm still connected. I'm still chosen. No matter what's happened, I can always get back because I'm still connected. A person has to look at himself and say, Hashem chose Klal Yisrael. Hashem chose me. Hashem chose me. They're two extremes. Right, there's part of Klal Yisrael, right? That's one thing. And there's also that I'm an individual. Sometimes people get, you know, so much into themselves and they forget that they're part of a klal, right? They get so much into the mitzvahs being on the makom, they forget, you know what? There's also mitzvahs being on the chavero. They forget that they're part of Klal Yisrael. You have to love Klal Yisrael. Sometimes people could go to a different extreme and become, you know, such a connection to Klal Yisrael, they forget that they also have to serve Hashem. So in the first base of Megiddo, the problem wasn't that they weren't connected to Hashem, right? I'm sorry, I should say backwards. The problem really was they weren't connected to Hashem, but the second base of Megiddo was the sin of Schinam. They weren't connected to Klal Yisrael. But really, it's the same aspect, because when you realize Asher Bacha Bala Mikol Ha'amim, where does Sinas Chinam come from? When I don't realize that Asher Bacha Bala Mikol Ha'amim, we're all Klal Yisrael, we're all Nivchar. We're all the Am HaNivcha, we're all chosen. It doesn't make a difference. Asher Nosan Lana Torah, so Hashem gave all of us the Torah. Right? There's a story that one of the Amorim once had an Am HaAretz by him. And the Am HaAretz, right, the whole story, what happened, the Am HaAretz wanted to feel part of Klal Yisrael, part of Tamini Chachamim. I think it was Rav Yana, he told him the Pasuk, Torah Tziva Lana Moshe. Right, Morasha Kehilas Yaakov. It's an inheritance for Kehilas Yaakov, right? For all of Klal Yisrael. So he says it doesn't say it belongs to Yanai. It belongs to all of Klal Yisrael, right? So we have to realize that every person we see, right, we can't have seen a Schinim in anyone, because no matter what we see in them, it doesn't matter if we see something that we don't like in Ruchnias or something we don't like in that person. We have to realize Asher Bocher Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasan Lanu Torah Zay. Hashem gave us the Torah. A person has to realize, right, you know, don't take yourself out of Klal Yisrael. The same way you can't take your friend out of Klal Yisrael, you can't take yourself out of Klal Yisrael. Asher Bochar Banu, Asher Bochar Bi Mikol Ha'amim. He chose me. I'm also a Nivcha. I'm also chosen, right? I am somebody who Hashem chose and gave me his Torah. Hashem didn't just give it to the Klal Yisrael, he also gave me the Torah, right? So we're being Misavol and Tisha B'Av for both Batei Mikdash. For the Beis Hamikdash of Bayis Sheni that came with the Sinas Chinam, and how it came to the Sinas, how did it come to that point of Sinas Chinam? Because we didn't realize Asher Bacher Banu Mikol Ha'amim, and also the first Beis Hamikdash, which was the big three of Averus, Gilei Raya, Shvichas Damim, Avodah Zarah, that also came out because we didn't realize Asher Bacher Banu Mikol Ha'amim. No matter what happens, I can never be disconnected from the Torah. And a person realizes that tzaddikim say even bein aron lechavero, there's also an aspect of bein aron lemakom. Right? Rabbi Nachman once heard somebody talking about someone else saying, "Oh, he's an erlich yid, right? He's erlich." So Rabbi Nachman says, "Right, we don't say a person is erlich, right? We say he has derech eretz. What does that mean?" So Rabbi Nachman said, "The pasuk derech mitzvah secha orutz." The ways of your mitzvahs, orutz, I run to do your mitzvahs. Derech Eretz is also a mitzvah. You're serving Hashem when you have Derech Eretz in other people. You're serving Hashem when you smile to other people. You're serving Hashem, obviously, you don't talk Lashon Hara, right? A person falls, he spoke Lashon Hara, thinks, I'm not connected to this whole musag of not speaking Lashon Hara, of a machzum lefi, of watching what I speak about. A person falls with his bad midos, he thinks, maybe I'm not connected to Hashem and serving Hashem and having good midos, right? And then what happens, he disconnects from that of Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. This is one of the main things that we really should be working on during the 3 weeks. And it's something that could affect our entire Avodas Hashem, to realizing that every little bit that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, that's Asher Bacha Bano Mikol HaAmim. Right? A person has to realize that every little bit, this is the Yesod and Breslov, every little bit counts and it's coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person won't fall away. Why? Let's say I can't do, you know, ABC the way I plan to do it, right? But I could sort of do it, right? Let's say, for example, I want to learn 3 hours a day with a chavrusa, right? I want to work and break down the Gemara and the whole sugya, learn it be Ian. That was my goal. So the person will say, yeah, I can't do that. I don't have it. Not going to learn 3 hours. I said, what? I'm not going to learn it all today, right? I have a headache today. I can't do it. Okay, so take out an art scroll, right? No, art scroll is too hard. Okay, so maybe I can learn some Mishnayos. No, that's also too hard. I can't do this. Okay, so maybe not 3 hours, 20 minutes. 20 minutes, I'll do a little Chumash. Chumash. I have to be thinking about what I'm saying, or Rashi is, okay, I'll take Tehillim, right? I can't say Tehillim. Talk to Hashem in your own words, in English, right? Say whatever you want. His Bodhidus, you can always connect to something. As long as you can, you know, feel connected, there's always something I can do. No matter what, I'll always be able to do something. I can always be busy in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason that I'm not busy in serving Hashem 24/7 is because I think I should only be serving Hashem in certain types of situations, right? Every minute of the day I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if I realize whatever I'm doing right now, I can use that to serve Hashem, right? They say over the name of Rav Kudovsky, one of the big rabbonim in Breslov, that they used to say that if a person can learn Gemara and he's learning Chumash, that's Bittul Torah. Why? Because you could put your effort into learning Gemara and you're only learning Chumash. So there's some truth to that, of course. A person who can learn Gemara should be learning Gemara, should be learning Chumash, of course. But if you're learning Chumash, you're learning Chumash, right? You're learning Chumash, right? You might be busy the whole day, right? And this is all the person can do right now. Okay, so do that. Do whatever you can, right? All you can do right now is say Tehillim. So say Tehillim. A person can fill up his day, fill up his life with that. Okay? If a person in this point in his life right now can't have the best mitos in the world, he can have something. A person can't be totally, entirely disconnected from materialism. He still enjoys eating steak and fries. He likes some pizza, likes sushi, likes a good frappuccino, right? He can still be somewhat disconnected, right? Somewhat connected, coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that should help us, right? The more that we'll realize Asher Bocha Bana Mikol HaAmim, the more that we'll realize ourselves that We can be the reason why we're in our gullus. That it's our base of majors, our own personal base of majors was destroyed, and I personally, right, am far away from Eretz Yisrael. It's because I haven't realized Asher Bacha Bano Mikol HaAmim. My sinus chinam has led me to where I'm at right now, and everyone has some connection. Because I'm not a rotzeach, I'm not a murderer, right? But Chazal say that a person who embarrasses a friend, that's ki'ilu like shofech dam, you're like a murderer. Character assassination is also assassination, right? You talk behind someone's back. Everybody has something in him. They have something. Maybe not the best mitos in the world, but everyone has a connection where a person could be more tzniyazdik. Every person has a connection with Amuna, right? Not to believe so much in Avodah Zarah, right? Of Hishtablus and Teva. But where did a person fall into all these things? It snowballed. No, it all came from the beginning. Go back to the source, Shlo Baruch Hu Torah Techila. They didn't say the bracha on the Torah, Asher Bachar Banu. They didn't have Kavan on that. So Hashem should help us during this difficult time right now, that we should remember and live with pshat of Asher Bacha Bano Mikol HaAmim. And through that, by saying it and by meaning it, that instead of it snowballing into where we got ourselves into today, we can say it with Kavana, can snowball into the Geula Shleima B'mehera B'Yameinu.